boxes on the hillside.
Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So I understand the normal is coming back. Is that it? Everything's so crazy, it's hard to know what a normal is anymore. But what does that mean?
Yes, well, we had our best year ever since 2007. And so the projections are we're going back to normal. And what does that mean? They're expecting a healthy growth in the home sales and prices. It's going to be at a slower pace than it was in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, I mean, you could almost watch the home values go up neighborhood after neighborhood after neighborhood. And so they're expecting it to just slow down and return a little bit to normalcy. You know, the market bounced up real high over the last several years. We've seen all the increases, and it's going to simmer down a little bit.
Yeah, you know, in a way, it was just so predictable when you have a market that is in such tremendous decline, like in 2007 and 8, and, you know, it bounces along the bottom for a little while. And then as the economy started to pick up, people want to buy houses again. Now the economy is picking up. We just had a wonderful jobs report.
That's right.
More people working, more people want to own homes, and that's good trends. But you don't want these trends to get overexcited either. So if, in fact, we do enter this normal period, that's a positive thing.
Yeah, and they're also looking at the generational buying. So millennials, for example, that's 25 to 34-year-olds. Because the job market's improved, we're going to see more of them enter into the buying pool. And then we also have a blend of the Gener Xers and the baby boomers. These are the folks that are entering in retirement, but they bring like a double role because think about it. These are folks that are selling their home and then they have to turn around and buy.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, they downgrade to buy something smaller.
Right.
So we're going to see some increase in inventory, which we really need. And that's part of the reason why the prices have been rising because of the lack of inventory.
What about new construction?
You know, a lot of the builders, they went to the more expensive properties. Because the land was more expensive, they targeted a higher-priced home. We're going to see a shift in 2016 for more affordable products, which because we're going to also see the first-time homebuyers entering more into the marketplace, so there's going to be a little bit of a shift into that marketplace. There's also been, you know, a little bit easier to obtain finance, and all of that, you know, plays a role in the new construction.
And while jobs are being created, it's really not a lot of the really higher priced jobs that are being created or higher paying jobs, I should say. So moderate price housing is going to be more affordable and better for most individuals.
Right.
What about higher mortgage rates?
You know, the higher mortgage rates, they do have an impact on housing because obviously the higher the interest rate makes that monthly obligation higher. And that affects people's debt to income ratios. You know, you can only afford so much. So, you know, markets with the highest home prices will see, you know, this affect the most.
Well, mortgage rates have been swaying back between like 3.5% and 4%. I guess they're around 4%. So even though short-term rates have come up because the Fed has done a little noodling on the short end of the scale by raising interest rates 0.25%, longer-term rates on which mortgage rates are based have actually come down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's hard to say what mortgage rates will do next year, but obviously that'll slow things down a bit too. And rents are skyrocketing, aren't they?
Yeah, but, you know, the rent rates are going up. Most people are exceeding 30% of their monthly income towards rent.
Mm-hmm.
And the folks that are renting, for the most part, it's because they don't have enough down payment money or they have poor credit and they're not able to get a mortgage. You know, I'd say more like 3/4 of the U.S., it's cheaper to buy a home than it is to rent a home.
Mm-hmm.
So with the economy improving, income jobs improving, hopefully some of these folks can get out of the rental situation and move into a more permanent home.
Hey, Terry, do you remember years ago when we were talking about the home market and it was much more expensive to buy a home than to rent?
I do.
You remember that?
Yep.
And it was like, people should be renting more here, you know? And now it's actually completely changed. Now it's in so many cases more expensive to rent and buying has become cheaper. And that's the time that you come in and you buy. And I think the market forces people, it changes people's behavior, but it's important that our listeners know about this so they can make an informed decision.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So what are some of the top reasons? You know, you talked about a scarcity of homes for sale, but what are some of the top reasons to sell your home right now?
You know, the buyer's demand is greater than the supply. Right now, we're sitting at a 5.1-month supply of homes on the market, you know, throughout the United States. Anything less than 6 months is a seller's market. Anything greater than that's a buyer's market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're anticipating that inventory increasing and then putting us more in that normal market, which would be closer to the 6 month supply. So if you are a seller, you know, take advantage of the market. You know, put your house out there. What we're lacking out there right now, Steve, there's homes for sale, but there's a lot of unrealistic sellers. This
mm-hmm.
market isn't a type of market that you can just put your home on the market for whatever price you want and whatever poor condition and expect it to sell. Your home does have to be in a desirable location. Certain markets are very red hot and others that aren't. But, you know, overall, we're very much in a seller's market.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of the issues that stop people from selling too, for example, would be taxes. You know, I know in the state of Florida, you get a homestead exemption, which keeps your tax base down nice and low. And while that is portable, it's still a big question, you know, that you have to ask yourself. And also, you know, downsizing sometimes doesn't really save you that much money.
That's right. And I see that a lot of times.
Yeah. So if you're going to live somewhere, you may want to sell, you may get a great price, but really, what are you moving your money into?
That's right.
Yeah. My guest, as always, is Terry Story. She is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker, located in sunny Boca Raton, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.